Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I never worked out for the football team. You ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay.
Okay. How do you spell okay? Jennifer, you want to start?
Let me take a crack at it, Dougie. I'm going to guess O and K.
Really? But the real way to spell it is O-K-A-Y.
I know. You are so smart.
Thank you very much. Let's see if we can find Kenny Kessler. He's pretty smart, too. Ken Kessler, monitoring social media. And Jennifer Horn is here to
monitoring
mind her
nothing.
P's and U's. Alex Haley, who was born in this state in 1921, responsible for our thought of the day today. Either you deal with what is the reality, or you can be sure the reality is going to deal with you.
Who wants to deal with reality?
Donald Trump. We got a call from Roger Ailes. You've heard me talking about Roger Ailes, who is with the Fox News crowd, he's a household name. I have explained on any number of occasions that he's the one who runs. He was responsible for
the conception
of Fox News. He gets paid $23 million a year by Rupert Murdoch to make sure that what they have created is guarded and protected and run well.
And they've done a good job. As far as cable news goes,
they have done an extraordinary job because Ailes is very smart, understands how to focus. He knows what people's habits are all about. Learned that as a political consultant and guru for people like Ronald Reagan. So he turned that into his pet in terms of politics, and his knowledge in terms of the media and how it works have made him an excellent choice to run Fox News. Very successful. Not always do these guys make perfect decisions, but it would appear there was a rift, and I saw this, and I think I said this on the air a few weeks ago. Roger Ailes had one feeling about Donald Trump and Rupert Murdoch another, and the two of them argued about it. Rupert Murdoch does not like Donald Trump, thinks
not
he's a clown, and therefore has tried to steer whatever, I mean, he and his family control all kinds of corporate interests, billions of dollars worth of media in America and Australia and Europe, and so he's quite the force. But he and Ailes, as they disagreed, Ailes said, look, I don't know that he said, look, but
look,
I'm saying,
look, man,
you better, this is the way the wind is blowing. The wind is blowing toward Donald Trump. So you're foolish to let your own personal feelings get in the way of this. Otherwise, we're going to have lost our credibility. That's what Ailes is concerned about, because there are a lot of people, think it or not, or like it or not, who have cast Megyn Kelly as the bad guy here.
Even though I think she was a henchman for Rupert Murdoch and for the feeling of the network.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Because I don't think that these guys got to answer, you know, just to add in here, I don't think that Bret Baier and Chris Wallace and Megyn Kelly got to pick all their own questions. I mean, people are begging Megyn Kelly, you know, like thinking that it was all her. But I think they definitely, I mean, there was an approval process on the questions that they went through.
There were some that were direct and driven. So, all right. Anyway, the point is that that Megyn Kelly is far more, her cachet or her standing, I don't know about her standing, but the value of her name has increased greatly because of all of this. She should thank Donald Trump.
No bad publicity.
The hoopla. So anyway, Donald Trump is now going to be treated fairly on Fox News. That's what the tweet says. So that tells you something about the process to begin with.
From now on?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. And Hannity is taking his shots at him as well. So let's see how comfortable that is. Anyway.
And you heard Megyn Kelly address the whole issue.
No, I didn't. I don't care. I never have liked her as somebody who, she's just too full of herself. And it gets in the way of her and the work that she's supposed to be doing. I think Greta Van Susteren is much better than she is in many different ways. I think Hannity, got moved around. I think Ailes pushed him around. His ratings were not that strong, and he wanted a blonde at 9 o'clock. So, hello.
Well, and he did that right because she's been beating
her
O'Reilly.
Her numbers are much better, right?
And here's why. She does a live show. Hannity and O'Reilly most of the time are on tape. And Megyn Kelly sits in the center of the two and is live. I mean, why wouldn't you watch that?
Well, I don't know that most people think it's content more than anything else, whether it's live or it's not. I don't think that's really the... I don't think that's...
In any case, the recap
that.
Of what she said is that she wasn't going to comment on the personal attacks, but she just said that apparently Mr. Trump thought the question I asked was unfair and felt I was attacking him. I felt he was asked a tough but fair question.
Well,
we agree to disagree.
Right. What do you expect her to say? Nothing. All right, so let's move on to what's important about this, and that's what people are saying at facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. So you can run amok, Kenny. Help yourself.
Okay. Margaret says, I understand Trump's appeal to rank and file who are disgusted with milquetoast candidates, but he shouldn't have brought up his feud with Rosie O'Donnell. I had forgotten about it, and now that he brought... Yeah, he did,
during the debate.
She brought it up in the question.
No,
she didn't mention her name. She didn't mention Rosie O'Donnell.
But everybody knew. That's his most famous feud.
Well, but I don't think that's what you can... I don't think you can expect that. I think that's where the whole women's issue stuff came from with regard to Trump. And he said, he put his finger up and he said, Rosie O'Donnell, he kind of smiled about it.
Yeah, and the whole room erupted.
Of course.
Anyway, okay, go ahead.
All right, anyway.
he shouldn't have brought up his feud with Rosie O'Donnell. I had forgotten about it, but now that he brought it up, I remember how appalling it was. His comment about Megyn Kelly is more of the same. We don't need a candidate that is so uncouth.
We need a candidate, whoever it is, whoever she or he is, that can turn this country around. This other stuff is nonsense and BS. Who cares about the nuance of some of these remarks? Somebody's got to take the bull by the horns, and there aren't many people that are in this list, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, that can take the bull by the horns and make it a country that we are proud of again and that works. All right, keep going, Kenny.
Another Donald says, I have to admit I'm not a big fan of any of the candidates, but what Megyn Kelly did on the debate was in poor taste.
Yep, I agree with that. Okay, keep going.
Teresa says, it's also funny. Let Trump do his campaign as he wishes. Why do the rest of us care? Why are the other candidates pontificating about it?
Yeah, he's doing it. It's like Hillary Clinton was the biggest gainer out of the Fox, I don't call it a debate, whatever it was, presentation last week, because everybody was talking about her. So name recognition again, make sure you spell my name right, pronounce it right, that's all I care about. Next.
William says, after Thursday's ridiculous debate performance by Megyn Kelly, there will be no more Fox at my house.
All right, there you go. And I think there was enough of that, that's what shook Ailes and Murdoch up. There was enough of that, enough
media,
of people saying what I said on the air to have them, whether there are 24 million people that watch that thing or not, people were PO'd at the way that it was, especially the bag job done in the first question.
Well, it was, it felt like they jumped him on the street. I mean, it was
It was
crazy.
Bad. All right, what else, Kenny?
Vicky says, Fox is obviously scared that Donald Trump will be the next president, and they should be.
Why? What difference does it make? You think Obama is the how many times has Obama been on Fox? I think it makes
too many
difference.
To count.
Yeah. Not as a quote unquote guest. Has he ever been on any Fox program?
Yeah, I remember before. It's an interesting question. I know he sat down with O'Reilly before the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, aired on CBS. Oh no, it aired on Fox. Yes.
Okay. All right. What else, Kenny?
Jody says, where's the poll showing that women are actually offended by Trump? I'm offended by the media twisting words and speaking for us.
See, I think there's something to that. I think there's a whole... I know the person that I'm with is a rah-rah Trumper to the nth degree. She loves Donald Trump and likes Carly Fiorina because they're saying what people have not heard. And is
your lady and I should get married.
The question comes on whether or not these people can make the words turn into deeds and actions. The last guy who's there now didn't. But it's, so you're now gauging everything on what people say, although you can look at Donald Trump's performance in business, you can look at Carly Fiorina's performance in business, and maybe you come up with
And you realize the common denominator between those two is they are not politicians.
Yep. All right. What else, Kenny? Keep going.
John says the blood remark was a low-class comment, but then again, that's what I've come to expect from Donald Trump.
I don't know about low-class, but there are some things that he says or has said that I wish that he hadn't, frankly. And I'm going to bet that he wishes sometimes that he hadn't said some of the stuff that he said. But, you know, the other side of it is that it gets attention and it does shake things up because people want, look at the numbers here. And the numbers are not going down, they're going up for Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, so
if anything, he's now even more of a clear front runner now that Jeb Bush and Scott Walker have dumped.
Yeah.
I mean, the poll that came out, the first one since the debate was an NBC News poll, and he's winning, I think, with 23% of the vote.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz is in second place with like 13%.
Yeah, he did okay.
So,
Cruz did all right. Walker didn't do himself any good. I don't think Bush did himself any harm, but people looked at him and
Bush is out of the top five now.
They wanted to have something from him that they didn't get from him, and a lot of it has to do with immigration, I think. All right, so good job. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Jennifer. And thanks to you. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. People spend all day in bed or on the couch when they could be out in the fresh air, experiencing thrills and adventure. All it takes to get going is a commitment to having fun. Bikes, better than cars.
Cars suck. Bikes rule.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. When was the last time you cleared your mind out at 70 miles an hour in a car? Why are bikes better than cars? I don't know. When was the last time you paid $100 for cage insurance? What do you need to fix a motorcycle compared to repairing a car? The sight of 200 horsepower cages disappearing in the rear views of a 60 horsepower motorcycle? Priceless.
Car stuck, four wheels stuck, ride two wheels, handlebars up.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Olympic gymnastic legend scored his pair of gold medals in the 1984 Olympics. He got a perfect 10 on the parallel bars and was also part of a U.S. gymnastics squad that scored a team gold.
Half turn to a handstand or steps to a handstand, and all he has left is his dismount, and he nails it.
So where is Bart Connor now? Bart and his coach Paul Zier took over International Gymnast Magazine in 1992. 4 years later, they launched Grips Etc., a gymnastics supply company. Bart operates the Bart Connor Gymnastics Academy, works as a TV commentator, and serves on the board of the Special Olympics. He's married to another gold medal gymnast, Nadia Comaneci.
Will you take Nadia Comaneci to be your lovely wife?
Duh.
Bart and Nadia, a perfect 10. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, Chief Bike Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how about an easy way to eat less and enjoy it more? It's as simple as the color of your plate, and it's a trick that restaurants know how to use to their economic advantage. Here's the science of it. Most parents unwittingly use colorful china with animated cartoon characters emblazoned to cajole their children into eating. So adults are conditioned and will continue to eat even after they're full just to discern the design on the plate like they did when they were kids. The more elaborate the pattern, the greater the need to eat to see clearly what's on the bottom. What's the chief psychological trick? Forget the blue plate special. Eat from a plain white plate and you'll eat less and enjoy it more. That's why restaurants always serve you on white china. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
We the
people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Paid monetary spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Ah, Richie's favorite.
Wherever you are.
Now, how is this any different, being distracted by somebody singing? How is that any different than being distracted by somebody's political point of view? Or an issue point of view? You don't like Celine Dion. And you sound very strident in that Barbara Streisand.
You know,
as a matter of fact, women listening might think that you are a male chauvinist pig.
I would say the difference is... I don't like either one of them. It's sappy, and I'm just not a big sappy
You're
guy.
Such a hell of a man.
But you know what? Yeah.
I like sappy.
Celine Dion is not going to make me mad. Barbara Streisand is not going to make me mad by their music.
No.
Listening to a politician that just nails on the chalkboard, that will make me upset. That'll get an emotional reaction out of it.
Yeah.
So I would say, with the exception of the fact that Celine Dion stole $1,000 of my parents' money when they went to see her in Vegas, that makes me mad.
Ah, okay. Could have been in your inheritance.
I saw her in Vegas.
It's $1,000 of my parents' money I'll never get.
So we are now playing this Celine Dion song because it's the intro, the song from the Titanic, to a remake, shall we say, a cover. Our video of the day today comes from the group Postmodern Jukebox. They take pop music, remake it in a vintage style. So they take this song and remake it so that it sounds like a hit Jackie Wilson would have done in the 50s or 60s. Listen to this. This is terrific. You'll love the audio, but you'll even more love watching them on the video at DougStephan.com.
Every night in my dreams, I see you.
I like it.
I feel you. That is how I know you were born.
This is terrific. Isn't this great?
I knew you'd love this song.
Oh my God, this is good. Did you find this?
You have come to show you. As soon as I heard it, I said, oh my gosh, like, I'm going to love this.
Bring it up, Richie.
CD?
I've not heard these people before.
Just go to YouTube. YouTube.
Really? You get a lot of that stuff there? A lot of this stuff in there.
Yeah, sure.
Again, it's Postmodern Jukebox. They've remade the theme song from the Titanic that Celine Dion did.
And if you look at that,
style of like a Jackie Wilson song.
They are absolutely like a 60s.
Yeah, I look like a doo-wop. I see that in the video. Yeah.
Where, you know, the black suits with the skinny white, skinny black ties and the white shirts. They're just very cool.
Yeah. Where do you find those anymore?
I know.
Huh?
Retro shops.
Yeah, I guess. Come on, Richie, let's go. Crank it up.
This guy $1,000.
Yeah.
Celine Dion. I have this on YouTube already.
Yeah.
If somebody laid this version of the song over top of the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And see what the scene would look like.
Yeah.
When they sing it like
a little
this.
Different. Probably not quite as dramatic.
Very creative, though. That's creative thinking, Richie. Not bad. So once again, our video of the day from the group Postmodern Jukebox. You can check out this song, which is a reworking, shall we say, of the song from the Titanic. And the style is obviously 50s and 60s. Working it here on Good Day.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Slipping there on toes all the leaves. That first kiss was sweeter than honey. Every time that I look back, I pray, man, that was a good day.
Excuse me. There we go. Okay. I have all the things in my mind and my mouth that are situated ready for conversation about the issues of the day, things that are going on. Dr. Jack Stockwell will join us in a few minutes to talk about aspartame. What is it? Is it really what we have been told it is? What does it do? How important is it that Pepsi-Cola is getting rid of it?
Done.
No.
They're getting rid of it. They're done. I like it.
No, it's not. It's a bunch of baloney. The whole fact. Well, let me. I'm not going to give it away. Dr. Jack, in a few minutes. Good news and bad news. Which do you want first? Good news or the bad news?
You know what? Normally I would say give me the bad, but let's just start with the good.
Okay.
And then, you know.
Here's the story of Sherry Blackledge. 20 years ago, Sherry wrote her daughter, a young daughter, a heartfelt letter, and kept it by her bedside. And then on the wedding day, her daughter's wedding day, she finally gave it to her. The daughter said, "I had no idea the letter even existed. The most special part of the letter to me, I think, was toward the end. She wanted me to know how much love and happiness I brought to the family. And it made me feel like it was more complete with my brother, my mom, and my dad."
Oh,
is a nice little piece. Now, why do I tell the story? This young lady is 22 years old. Said her mother was approached with the option to adopt her while working her job as a maternity nurse at a hospital in Laurel, Mississippi. So this woman was the adopted mother. She was the nurse on the floor when she was born. When they got to chit-chatting, My adoptive mother said she adopted a son 11 years earlier because they couldn't have children. Then my biological mother asked if she wanted to adopt me. They were talking, the mother of this girl, biological mother, talking to the nurse who ended up adopting her. And the lady, the nurse, who became the mother, wrote the letter when this young lady was 18 months old and saved it next to her bed for 20 years. Here's part of the letter. Our dear little baby Brooke, as I write this to you, you're sleeping soundly in your baby bed. We just want you to know how much love and happiness you brought to our family. A precious baby girl to Daddy and me, and a baby sister to Brian. Before Daddy and I were married, I always said that if I had a girl, she would be named Brooke. You are our baby Brooke. And it goes on just to talk about how she's feeling. And it's just a sweet, sweet, and there's a picture in the story that I'm reading, which is on the ABC News site if you want to look at it, excuse me, of her on her wedding day, in her wedding gown, reading the letter and crying. It's just sweet stuff. Just sweet, sweet. There's so much garbage in the world today. There's so much heaviness. There's so much baloney. That when you see something like that, I saw that last night. I thought, you know what? As much as it's not it isn't the pounding news of the day, Ferguson and Trump and the wastewater spill in the gold mine and whatever else is going on in the Middle East. It's not that pound, pound, pound. But you know what? It's a good story, and it's a nice story, and I would wish it for you. If something like that could happen, if you could do something like that, or if you have done something like that, maybe you get credit. I'm not even in. It's not like a contest. It's just something that distracts us from this garbage that we don't have to deal with it, but we do deal with it every day. And the garbage includes the story of, yep, but there's a bright side to this story, too. The death of David and Ornella Steiner, who died while hiking in the desert. But somehow or other, they managed to keep their son alive by giving him extra water. New Mexico authorities saying yesterday that's what they think happened. The Steiners apparently were unprepared for a desert hike in the White Sands National Monument. It was 100 degrees plus on that day, brought only 2 bottles of water. The park advises hikers to carry a gallon per person. The 9-year-old son that was with them was found next to his father's body. The kid was dehydrated but alive. The parents gave their son twice as much water to drink than they consumed, contributing to his survival. So, again, stories that may or may not make your day, but the parents, although foolish, and this speaks to something about the lack of common sense that is so prevalent today with people who are Jennifer's age and younger. Honestly, the common sense quotient
is gone.
Is almost gone. There's none. Or
and
very little of it.
In fact, rescuing quite what a bit. They don't think things through.
But no, I mean, what possesses you to go out on a hike in the desert in 100 degree heat with a 9-year-old boy? Are you out of your mind?
I know.
And then they die? All right.
You don't have to. And you know, that's the other thing I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
People that are daredevils. Like, why do you have to go
evil
on a hot day? Yeah, like, why do you have to go when it's 174 for a walk? I mean, stay home.
There's a movie.
Sit on your couch like other fat Americans.
There's a movie coming out. I saw the trailer for it this past weekend.
Okay.
The movie is about when the World Trade Towers were built. The High Wire Act that went between the two of them. Do you remember that story? Kenny may. Probably Jennifer doesn't.
I don't know.
What it's going to do, I think it was, I don't know that it was the Willendas. I think it was one of the Willendas, but I don't remember. But what it's going to do, I sat there, both of us were looking at the screen, mesmerized, because they've recreated the Twin Towers for this movie. And it is an exact perfect likeness. I mean, you can take the old footage and create something with the way you can do the stuff. What do they call it? They use computer generated stuff, but they call it something in the movies. I forget what they call it. But anyway, CGI. So they've got these consumer computer-generated graphics and images of the World Trade Center. And you look at them and you think, well, they are, I guess. They aren't real, but they are real. And the story of this guy going, you know, putting a wire across and doing the walking across, it just is, it's a distraction from just sitting there looking at the World Trade Centers, the towers. It was bizarre. Really bizarre. Ooh.
I still love when you watch a movie and they pan through the skyline of New York City and you can see the old towers.
The old towers. Like, yep, right. All right, in a moment, Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to join us. We'll talk about aspartame. We'll find out what's on the forbidden doctor list of things that you need to know. Speaking of things that you need to know, if you're one of the millions of American men and women who are suffering from thinning hair, may I suggest that you call this number right this minute while you're thinking about it, 800-525-8319. Is that too fast? 800-525-8319. So say goodbye to the embarrassment of thinning hair. Say hello to somebody when you call 800-525-8319. Be friendly. Say, hi, I'm calling because Doug Steffen suggested that this is a way for me to get my hair back. What do you think? And the arbiter's going to say, yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, what do you think? Mention my name, you get a priority upgrade, shipping free, Provia. 800-525-8319.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, are you sure your children are taking their medications like they're supposed to? What does your child do with his medications after they leave you? Here's the social science of it. A provocative study by the University of Michigan surveyed 1,000 middle and high school students. They wanted to know if kids took their meds, gave them away, or sold them. 6 out of 10 students said they had been asked to sell or give away their medication. About 1 out of every 10 traded their meds for other meds. A small proportion sold them, and 25% said they lent their meds to a friend or family member. What's the chief psychological trick? Make sure you know what your child is doing with their legitimately prescribed medication. After all, their health is at stake. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV. Think green.
Harrison with you. 7,000 feet up in the Swiss Alps at a temperature of 38 degrees. I stand with Daniel in charge of Swiss tourism in the major ski paradise of Zermatt. Daniel tells us global warming is changing the Alps at a pace he can't believe.
Right behind us, we see what used to be a glacier. 5 years ago, it was all the way down where we're staying right now.
Turns out the glacier has receded 2 miles from where we're now standing.
Because of global heating, global warming, we lost the tons of ice. But you still see some ice back there.
In this resort town of Zermatt, luxury hotels like the Grampy have gone green without affecting prices. Seems saving the environment also saves businesses. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This 5-time All-Star hit 30 or more homers in 10 of his 19 seasons and finished his career with 493. He was part of the 1995 World Champion Braves, but has somehow missed being voted into the Hall of Fame.
My God, a mammoth shot for Trent McGriff, 5-for-5, and a 2-run home run.
So where is Fred McGriff now? The crime dog spent several years in community outreach with the Tampa Bay Rays. He's an analyst with MLB.com and has appeared as a baseball expert for the Bright House Network and Fox News. Fred coaches baseball at Tampa's Jesuit High School, and since 1991, he's been seen endorsing the Tom Emanski instructional baseball video.
The center field and deep. It's out of here! Fred McGriff!
Way to go, crime dog. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, with Turkey Plucker, flick feathers off a turkey as fast as you can. Includes realistic feather falling action. Now, this app is a turkey. Turkey Plucker struck out.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780.
All right, so let's get to the heart of the medical matters that are of interest and import this week. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. If you are gaining weight or you're depressed, have no energy, it's probably your thyroid. That was the focus of the Forbidden Doctor podcast. You're up to tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people now taking this podcast, right?
Almost.
Almost.
Almost to that second number you just mentioned.
All right. That's good. So what do we have? What's the focus of the Forbidden Doctor podcast?
The latest one is the Forbidden Cure for Heartburn and Acid Reflux.
Really?
Something that can usually be eliminated within 2 or 3 days of starting that procedure. And it's free at ForbiddenDoctor.com. The information is.
Yeah, information. Sign up for the podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. All right, so now we have Pepsi Cola today, a story at DougStefan.com about Pepsi Cola telling everybody, we are the heroes. We are farmers. No, that's what we are. Pepsi. Right. So they're getting rid of aspartame. I thought this would be a good time for a collective conversation about aspartame and some of these other sweeteners that are really not good for you. They're very bad for you. Aspartame, even that name sounds bad. So what is it?
Well, how does amino sweet sound? They're changing
so
the
better.
Name.
Amino
like
yes. sweet.
Amino, like an amino acid. Yeah. There are two amino acids involved in the production of aspartame, which is now amino sweet, and these two amino acids break down with a methanol bridge between the two, so that when you drink this stuff, normal body temperature will free the methanol, wood alcohol, the thing we were warned about when we were kids not to drink because it causes blindness.
Great.
Is actually released into the bloodstream by the...
We were told when we were kids lots of things caused blindness that weren't true.
Anyway. Well, there's some pretty good evidence for methanol.
Oh, okay. That even sounds horrible. Methanol sounds like it would kill you.
Well, it's an alcohol. It's an alcohol that has a different construction than ethanol, and the body can metabolize ethanol, but not methanol.
So we could drink gasoline and we'd be all set. Ethanol is made from corn or from any kind of forage.
Well, that's one of the that's one of the most common sources of it anymore.
Right. Yeah.
But with aspartame, I mean, this is they were playing around with this stuff. G.D. Searle, the drug company, was playing around with this stuff back in the 80s because they thought they had found a new ulcer drug. And somebody said, hey, this stuff is really sweet. Mm-hmm. And so G.D. Searle, that was eventually absorbed by Monsanto, which, of course, has got the bad name now, put this product out and bypassed a lot of the required safety testing that was necessary for other things like saccharin. Saccharin finally got banned, and then it was back, and then there's saccharin warnings that wherever they're using saccharin now. Because it causes cancer in laboratory rats.
Right.
And there's plenty of independent studies on aspartame that had a very similar effect on animal tissue.
Right.
And so now, because of all the bad press, Pepsi's just dropped it all together. There's some other people getting ready to drop this sweetener. But look for the new name Amino Sweet, because that is what Monsanto is changing its name to.
Oh, Monsanto is responsible for this.
So that's my question. How do they get away with just changing the name of aspartame without changing not one little bit of the formulation?
Well, there's an underlying assumption there, Jen, that the FDA is working for you.
I would imagine that there's I don't think that they do. Believe me, I'm not delusional. But I would imagine that there have to be a lot of watchdog groups that are going to keep an eye on.
Oh, there are. There's watchdog groups already raising hell about this. Mm. They're already upset that, no, you need to go back to the drawing board and start all over again and start releasing some internal tests that were going on. In fact, about the time that aspartame was approved, there was a change in the FDA director, and it was the approval of it was held up till the new FDA director came in. And then after the new one,
who used to work for Monsanto, a couple of years ago, Coca-Cola tested ads in newspapers defending the safety of aspartame. That's how easy it is to hoodwink people on stuff like this, especially if you've got the government behind you.
Well, you look at how much money Monsanto gives out every year for re-election campaigns.
Right, that's it, yeah. They are evil. That's Dr. Evil. His name is Monsanto. All right, so there's Jack. Don't forget to sign up for the Forbidden Doctor podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Tech Talk time on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen, now with Greg Stebbin, who is the technology reporter for Newsweek. No, I was just talking to a reporter from Newsweek. He's from Men's Health Magazine. Got to get all the publications straight here. And he wants to help you understand, sort of in the light of the Hillary Clinton private email server thing, what using your personal email for work does for you or doesn't do for you, and vice versa, because that's the real issue here. No, I don't really care about Hillary Clinton, but I want to learn a lesson from all of this focus, and that's what Greg's going to help us with in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This five-time All-Star hit 30 or more homers in 10 of his 19 seasons and finished his career with .493. He was part of the 1995 World Champion Braves, but has somehow missed being voted into the Hall of Fame. So where is Fred McGriff now? The crime dog spent several years in community outreach with the Tampa Bay Rays. He's an analyst with MLB.com and has appeared as a baseball expert for the Bright House Network and Fox News. Fred coaches baseball at Tampa's Jesuit High School, and since 1991, he's been seen endorsing the Tom Emanski instructional baseball video.
To center field and deep. It's out of here! Fred McGriff!
Way to go, crime dog. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, with Turkey Plucker, flick feathers off a turkey as fast as you can. Includes realistic feather falling action. Now, this app is a turkey. Turkey Plucker.
Struck out.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780.
Hi, Greg Stebbin from Men's Health Magazine on technology. So Mrs. Clinton is giving her private email service to the Justice Department. So what? Who cares? Big deal. I don't care at all. Except for the fact, and you've helped me understand this, Greg, that there is a lesson to be learned by all of you, all of us, who, as she did, used her own email for quote-unquote work. So why is that not good, and why is the reverse not good?
Yeah, so take her name out of the headline and put your name in the headline.
Right.
Because let's start with, I use my personal email for work. Now, it's such a dangerous thing to do, I almost don't know where to start.
Why is it, though?
Well, so first of all, I'm using my personal email for work. Occasionally, I share some things that are, you know, sensitive or company secrets. I'm not an expert at protecting my email.
Mm-hmm.
So I should leave that up to my company. So if there's a problem with email, it's not my problem. It's the company's problem. But you know what else? I may have done nothing wrong. Just the appearance of me using my email for company stuff can put me looking in a bad light. It may look suspicious. Mm-hmm. I may have actually done nothing wrong, but the appearance is I had something to hide, or I broke company policy, or maybe I leaked something that I shouldn't have, and the company can't go back and validate all that. Hillary Clinton is going to turn over her server, but the point is, we don't know what was done to the server before they turn it over. So again, it may only be about appearances, but appearances can kill you. If you use your work email for personal stuff, make no mistake, everything you do by email, on your company phone, on any device owned by your company or any account owned by your company, they can read every word of it. So if you take your company laptop and your teenager is writing a report on breast cancer, could your company interpret that as you, if you're a woman, doing research on breast cancer because you have breast cancer? And could that, you can see all kinds of implications from using any hardware or accounts from work for personal, because anything you do belongs to your company. Oh, you're doing a job search on your company computer. That's probably not going to look good.
Not too bright either.
but people do these kinds of things every day.
Yeah.
Your personal life is your personal life. Your work life is your work life. And your devices and your accounts should be completely separate, or you risk having headlines about you like Hillary and Clinton is dealing with today.
Really? Headlines. I wear pink underpants.
Well, we all know that, Doug.
Oh. Thank you. Greg Stebbin here with us on Good Day. Thanks, Greg.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America. Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.